I'm here, as is Pharaoh. Welcome to the Deepest Lore. How are you doing, Pharaoh?
Yes, good. Thank you very much.
Let me just tweet out that we've gone live, and then we will make a start. So today, what I want to do, Pharaoh, you and I have been on many streams now where we've looked at adverts together. We started back out on the Scar stream, if you remember, on some of those where we analyze various different adverts. Then on this series, Deepest Lore, we've looked at adverts from the 70s and the 80s, and we looked at the election campaigns. So I feel like we've built up some good experience at analyzing the ads at this point. You'd agree?
Yeah, definitely.
But what I thought would be an interesting thing to do is to take a long-running brand and to have a look at its campaigns through the years. Where we know what the product is. It's the same product every time. And I thought, well, what better brand, what more famous brand than McDonald's? We know what they're going to be selling. Burger and chips, basically. Burger and fries, Big Mac, chicken nuggets. You know what the McDonald's menu is. Sometimes they have like a burger of the month. But I thought it'd be quite interesting to see how their marketing has developed and changed over the years.
Yeah, because I think certainly their audience has changed. I think McDonald's is definitely one of those pioneer brands that really changed the industry. So it'd be interesting to see how they adapted over the time and through to the different decades as well. So,
Yeah, anything you're going to be looking out for before we get in here?
I'm hoping to see like a evolution of their marketing strategy. So again, a lot of the kind of earlier stuff, is it late 70s we'll be coming in at?
We're actually going to be coming in at 1963,
63. Wow, okay.
and I've got ambitions to get all the way to 1983. I know you have to leave at some point, and we'll see how it goes, right? But I know how much we talk, so we may not get to 1983, but that's my plan at least. Before we get going, I've just noticed that Drongo has joined the channel. He's joined the Thomas Soul tier. That's very good. Means so much, Drongo. And you too can join the channel as a member. Just click the link in the show notes or click join, and you'll get a huge back catalogue of videos. I don't many old videos are behind the paywall, and so you'll get access to all of those. And also, if you're thinking of taking foundations of economics, there are also like special discounts that you can get through there as well. So right, with all of that said, are you ready, Pharaoh,
Let's
for some McDonald's action? Hold on. Let me make sure that it's up loud enough. Okay, this is going to be amazing. As ever, just say stop when you want me to pause, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God.
This is some kind of nightmarish vision, basically. Yeah, it's really interesting. Already, like I think we don't appreciate. Like in my head, a lot of the stuff we've seen is kind of quite 50s, like all the kind of vintage cars and stuff. But it does still happen in the early 60s as well, doesn't it? But yeah, lots to unpack already. Like the first thing I'd say is obviously megally targeted at kids, isn't it? So. If you
Yeah.
can you scroll back to when the clown first comes in, and they've kind of got the wall. It's almost like a play group wall. That scene when he sort of lurks in the darkness. That is the thing of nightmares, basically. You can see all the stuff on the back there. So it's kind of like it's aimed at kids. Even the idea of a clown is associated with kids and celebration. So maybe I think the original guys were thinking, okay, how can we make McDonald's a special occasion? It's almost like a birthday where you would get a clown around.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, I'm drinking some tea today. It's just Twinings, English breakfast. You've got a beverage on you?
Just a sweet Diet Coke.
Great. Now, I'm going to play this. In fact, just give me 1 second, Farah. Talk more about this advert. I just need to grab my phone so I can actually see the chat, because it's very difficult for me to see the chat while I'm watching these. So just give me one second.
Sure. Like, I think another interesting angle to this ad is its brand identity. So if you think about ads from like the 50s, etc., they're often kind of quite clunky. They don't have very good taglines. But there's two interesting things here. You've got the color scheme, which is like a really refined palette, the red and the yellow, which they're trying to make this iconic brand similar to Coke, who would have been an earlier kind of pioneer in that regard. So it's pretty advanced in terms of marketing tactics already, I think.
Yeah, one last thing I want to say. I just want to pick up on one of the small points you made about the fact that it looks like the 50s, even though we're in 1963.
Yeah.
And this is one of those weird things about the decades, where decades don't really start until they're about 5 or 6 years in.
Like the early 80s that we saw was there's later 80s videos were just like the 90s in my head. So
it's one of those weird things where the actual stuff you associate with the decade often belongs to the it often takes place in the late part of the decade, and the early part of the decade looks like the last decade. That makes any sense?
Yeah.
So Charlotte, let's continue then.
Place in town. Hey, look who's skating. It's Ronald McDonald, a hamburger happy clown. Here he comes. There he goes.
Isn't that McDonald's hamburger delicious?
Mom told me never to talk to strangers.
That's really, really good advice, I would say. I'm just going to see if I can get this volume up a bit more.
Your brother's right as always, but I'm Ronald McDonald. Give me a McDonald's shake.
Well, you sound like Ronald.
Here, I'll prove it. I'll give you 3 more hamburgers.
The way he reaches down into that pouch is very creepy. It's just like, here's my little burger pouch, kid.
The noise reminds me of, what's that program like from the 60s where he's married the witch or something? His wife's the witch?
I know what you mean. And she rides like a vacuum cleaner.
But it's that kind of like sound when she does magic and stuff like that. It just reminds me, but this is already more 60s like. I quite like the stranger thing, actually, because it just shows the moral nature of the just average person. You know what I'm saying? You don't get any of that nowadays. So
yeah, that our show is called Bewitched, by the way. My mother used to watch that.
Okay. It was
absolute tosh, but yes.
Except guests and strangers either.
But you're no stranger.
You know, is the Ronald McDonald's like a bit of a yokel as well? It's like a kind of country lad, isn't he? He's kind of a Wurzel Gummidge like character.
Yeah, I was, you know what, I was almost thinking it's a bit like what's it called when they black up in America again? I've forgotten what it's called.
What, minstrel?
Oh, yeah, it was a bit like a minstrel character, do you know what I'm saying? He's kind of like a bit floppy all over the place, larger than life character.
Ronald McDonald.
happy clowns. A McDonald's drive-in restaurant is his favorite place in town.
Just the thing on the jingles is really interesting, because again, jingles were super popular in the 60s as a way of getting people to kind of remember slogans. And again, I think McDonald's is a pioneer of that, and you know, as we'll see with the kind of later ones, they continue that tradition. So kind of interesting.
Oh, what a beautiful day for fun! What would you like to do?
Whoa, that's a bit of an update of Ronald there.
Yeah, so what's the date on this? Have I got a time for this one?
So all of these videos we're watching are going forward chronologically, right? So, Yeah, so the first one was 63, and this one's probably moved to like 64, 65, something like that. So we haven't moved forward very much. We're still in the mid-early 60s.
Yeah, well, you can see already that they've kind of refined those brand characteristics down a little bit more. The yellow is more yellow. The red is more kind of striking. Ronald has the same personality now as he does, at this point than he does now. And also, did you see the arches have changed? Before, it's kind of more like you'd have like one arch, but now it's the definite M arch as well. Yeah. So I think it's amazing how quickly they got to that place of like, this is who we are as a brand, and they kept it.
He already looks like the Ronald I knew as a kid, so yeah.
Hearty, that's a wonderful idea. Let's see, what kind of food should we have?
McDonald's!
Great! I packed some right here. Let's see. McDonald's hamburgers?
Yeah!
And some French fries?
Yeah!
Don't they look delicious?
Yeah!
And some triple thick McDonald's shakes?
Yeah!
Oh,
his thighs are pretty triple thick, I've noticed.
Oh. Well, we can always make good use of that. Ah, here they are. Triple thick McDonald's shakes. Why, they're empty. Say, you sure can get a lot in these bags, can't you?
So it's interesting. Have you seen they dropped the jingle as well? So I think they must have gone through a complete brand refresh for that. But a lot of the ads in the 60s, they were actively targeting quite aggressively kids. Like obviously, and it's almost kind of like to indoctrinate them. So people when they're saying their parents are asking, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? They'll go out and say McDonald's, basically.
Yeah, well, that's really what they're going for. So let's keep on. I mean, what do you think? Because I actually thought that was a bit of a jive ad, to be honest. It was a bit like, I didn't like all the kids in the background going, hey. And, I mean, people are already saying, return to tradition, get the Wurzel Gummidge, Ronald back.
I think he was more of a fun character. I think this one's like more serious and more austere, and again, it's more a bit more commercial. While I sort of like things like the infinite burger tray. It was just like such a stupid thing, but it was kind of endearing at the same time.
I just invented this, my decision maker. I built it to help me decide which McDonald's food is best. I can never make up my mind. What do you like best?
Cheeseburger!
Right. I can't decide either. Let's see what my machine thinks. I'll put in a hamburger, some French fries, and a triple thick shake. Hamburgers, that's what's best. Wait, now it says French fries. What? I don't think my machine can decide either. They're all so good.
I mean, one thing that is coming through very strongly, burger, fries. Shake, burger,
it is,
fries,
the repetition, the power of repetition really works. So again, yeah, just getting those basic ideas, and especially to kids who are more suggestible, basically.
Hey, it ate them. That was my dinner. I guess we'll never know which one is best. We'll just have to go on eating them all. Isn't that too bad?
What? That is so sinister again. I hate this clown compared to the first. The first one was just like pure, like innocent fun. Do you know what I'm saying? This guy is very. There's an evil undertone to him.
I also love the fact that they couldn't possibly say that the burger was better than the shake or the fries. they're all great, you know. So
yeah,
and there are shades of Willy Wonka. There are shades of Willy Wonka about that machine as well. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Because when was Willy Wonka out? Was it 60s? Got to be.
Well, how do you rate McDonald's is your kind of place as a slogan?
Terrible slogan. Because again, that the whole point of this advert is to appeal to kids, and like kids won't read the tagline. It would have been better to have the jingle, in my opinion, or something like that that they can hum along to. McDonald's is your kind of place. I don't know. It's quite. I feel like it's quite aggressive. It's like saying, "No, I know better than you," and then also it's like who's asking the question? Who's like saying that McDonald's is part of like who they are? No one ever. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what's an exciting element of this for me, Pharaoh? Right, as we move forward, clearly the menu has only got three items on it right now: fries. Hamburger shake, but we know
triple thick. You got to get that triple thick in there.
Yeah, but we know what happens to this menu as time goes on, and I'm looking forward to seeing when certain when well-known staples were added to the McDonald's menu. That is one of the things I'm going to be noting down in my spotter's jotter as we go forward.
Yeah, like it's amazing how popular they got with just such a simple range of products as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Just off three products, and you know what I'm saying, you couldn't even. It's not like you could just have fries or whatever. It's a very simple menu, but it's very successful at the same time. So,
oh my god, the fillet of fish!
It's dropped.
Fillet of fish has joined the menu. Note that down, folks. I think we're in about 1965 here. Filet-O-Fish enters the building.
Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Fish that comes piping hot, golden brown, plump, moist.
Did I ever tell you that when I was working at McDonald's, as I did when I was when I was 18, whenever we'd see a big pack of like a big Indian family. Okay. Filet-O-Fish is cooked differently from all of the other items on the menu. So, it gets deep fried like the in the vats, like the chicken sandwich or the nuggets, right? But the bun is steamed rather than toasted. So it requires like extra special attention. You can only fit four of those buns in the steamer. And the steamer took like a whole minute or something, which is a long time in the McDonald's kitchen. And you'd only ever really keep one fillet of fish in the thing, like because it's a less popular item type thing. Mm. So if you ever saw a family of Indians coming, well, they don't eat beef, right? So you knew that there'd be a run on fillet of fish coming. And if it was like a family of eight or nine, everybody like, battle stations, get the fish on, you know, get eight down, because they take ages to make, and inevitably what would happen is they'd be waiting for ages and then start to complain and we're like, where's this fillet of fish, especially if it was like a busy Saturday. So that was my memory of the fillet of fish.
Sorry, just to pause, because there's an interesting point on that, and that's, you know, why are they introducing that new product? And like I said, I bet they did some market research and they found that for certain families, I wonder whether the wives of the families didn't want to have the beef. So, for example, you know, there's a lot of kind of watching your weight and wanting a healthy option. And so because the wife didn't want to go within the family, no one goes. So by adding in the fillet of fish, you're offering like it's opening up to new families and new products. And you can tell instantly from the tone of this ad, this isn't aimed at children anymore. This is aimed at an adult. It's almost like a 60s infomercial, you know.
Somebody's claiming in the chat that it was actually brought in for Catholics doing Lent, apparently, as well. The Filet-O-Fish. So, you know, I guess Catholics give up meat for Lent. So it's like, well, there's an option for you to have fish now instead for those 40 days. Just before we move on, I will also mention that I am now at the stage, Pharaoh, as I'm sure you're aware, where I basically told every single anecdote I've got. And because the government is never going to let us out again, you're only ever going to hear them recycle. Like, I've got no more life to live because I'm just
trapped in the past,
just trapped in this house and, you know, in the surrounding areas. I can go on no more adventures. So
I'm imagining the future with all of AAA children around you. You're kind of in your rocking chair recanting old McDonald's stories for the 100th time.
They're like, we know.
We know Grandad. We know Grandad. We know the story of the fillet fish.
All right, let's carry on.
It's served on a steamed, fresh-baked bun. Fresh ingredients, mixed at McDonald's, go into the tangy tartar sauce. A recipe created by a world-famous chef, fillet of fish sandwich.
So it's kind of interesting. Can we pause a second, sorry? Because, again, the first messaging for the products, it wasn't about the quality or the taste. It was just there, and it was kind of like, kids, just get the shake. The thickness of the shake was the only kind of descriptor of the product. Well, now you've got designed by a chef, you've got fresh ingredients, you've got a chef's knife lovingly cutting some onions and fresh ingredients. So they've identified all about the importance of freshness. Yeah.
Oh, this is being aimed at the mother of the family. I think you're correct. This is being aimed at an adult audience, and probably at the woman.
Yeah.
If I was to guess.
Yeah. Men would be like, does this taste good? Is this? It's not about like healthiness or freshness at all. Typically, but certainly back in the 60s, let's say. Maybe now the soy generation cares about it better.
Shall I tell my other McDonald's? I'm going to tell all my McDonald's stories. Right. When I left McDonald's, there's a tradition that when you leave McDonald's, you get basically hosed down with like mac sauce and mayonnaise, and seeing that tartar sauce reminded me a bit. And basically when it was my time to go, I don't like getting dirty at all. And I was like, there's no way you're going to get me with this. So I basically slipped out when nobody was looking, didn't say goodbye. I was just like, on my last shift, I'm just going to get out of here. And they, basically I was going back to the car park and I was ambushed by them. They pinned me down and I was literally covered in mayonnaise and mac sauce. And I tell you what, 3 days later, and maybe three or four showers later, I still could smell mac sauce in my hair, and like, it just wouldn't, the smell of it wouldn't go away. So,
but yeah. I like how they knew you well enough that to know that you would slink off at the end of the day. So, yeah,
of course. All right. Well, that was the time I left my kind of home branch. I then got a big money transfer because when I went to university, I had to I basically had to transfer because I had this scholarship thing. And as part of the deal, I had to like stay on at McDonald's basically when I was at university. So, anyway, when I got my big money transfer to the new branch, well, I had always worked in the kitchen. You know, as I mentioned before, I made my name on the chicken nuggets and the chicken sandwiches, and then worked my way up to Mac Dress, which is the kind of king of the kitchen, Mac Dress. And you know, once you've made it onto that station, you know you've made it in the McDonald's world. But I hated going into the kitchen. I hated going on the till. You know what I'm like. Can you imagine me like 8 hours talking to customers, being like smiley and, you know, so anyway, when I transferred over to this new branch, basically none of the people in the kitchen could speak English. They were all foreigners, basically. They were all newly arrived immigrants, let's say. So because I could speak English, I automatically went on the till and not in the kitchen. Well, I only lasted two shifts, Pharaoh. It was the middle of a busy Saturday. And I basically this kid had brought me back a dripping triple thick shake, right? And it was just dripping from the bottom had fallen and they just like gave it to me, okay, and I just had it in my hand. And at the same time, this kind of cockney wide boy geezer wanted some like barbecue sauce, and so these two things were happening at the same time. And it was like, let's say 12 p.m. lunchtime on a Saturday, absolutely heaving. And this guy was getting pretty aggressive, like, where's my barbecue sauce? Where's my barbecue sauce? And I had this thing dripping. And basically, Pharaoh, I just saw red. I slammed the milkshake down, went under the counter, got the entire tray of the barbecue dips, slammed them down on the counter and said, there's your barbecue sauce. And then just walked straight out of the shift in the middle of the shift. never worked for McDonald's again. Oh, in fact, that's not true. In fact, that's not true. That's not true. Cause I had to, sorry. I wish it was true that I never worked there again, but all that happened was that I never worked in that branch again. And I had to like continue working in my like, yeah, in my summer holidays and at Christmas time. Wow. So I was basically like an indentured servant at McDonald's.
Yeah, so. Literally, Ronald. I'm imagining Ronald appeared with your contract written in blood, and he said, the scholarship's not over, eh?
So yeah, I'm not a big customer service guy. However, thank you for the super chats. Mean so much. Anyway, let's carry on.
I'm just crazy about McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. Everybody, every day, gets hooked by McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. Let the fish that catches people catch you.
The fish that catches people. The Golden Arches, where quality starts fresh every day.
Okay, we've got a date there. It's 1967, that advert. So we've come forward 4 or 5 years here.
Yes, it's interesting. So again, they had a little snippet of the cartoon on the last one, but they're definitely going for more of the kind of family-friendly on this, less about the kind of quality of product. Again, another pretty weak tagline. I don't know, sort of something almost biblical about it, you know, when they talk about you'll be fishers of men or something like that. They're trying to, the inversion of fish. It's the fish that catches you. I'm not sure about that, basically, as a tagline. But again, I think they do really well on the presentation. Can we just zoom in on the showing off the bun and the burger? I think it's just like at the end of the ad, was it? Just before then, I think maybe, 5:00. Yeah, try there. Yeah, there we go. So again, if we saw previously, it was kind of like quite grotty burgers. Do you remember the first Wurzel McDonald's, Ronald? He just had like quite a nasty looking burger, to be honest with you. But this is kind of like well lit. That the bun is perfect. Everything's been laid out nicely. So they're really focusing on showing the product in the best way.
Do you know, I wrote to McDonald's when I was 12 and said, when I grow up, I want to work for you. They wrote back. They wrote back and said, you can apply when you're 16, basically. I should have gone and worked in McDonald's corporate. I was wasted. I was wasted in what I did, Pharaoh, I'm telling you.
In an alternate reality, you're the CEO of McDonald's. Just think of that.
I mean, I'll save it for later, but you know, I do have my genius Big Mac, scheme as well, which I'm sure if people have hung around this channel long enough, I've told at some time or another.
Every day.
Hey, Ronald McDonald has just flown in on his flying hamburger to paint the Golden Arches. Ouch! That's what Mr. Muscle gets for trying to be the boss. Hurry up, fellas, if you're gonna finish before lunch.
That's right, Ronald. Send up the paintbrush.
Good shot.
No, not the paint.
Oh, no. Well, at least Ronald is ready for his favorite lunch, a luscious McDonald's hamburger with ketchup, mustard, and tangy pickles. All on a toasted bun. Then a bag of crispy, fresh McDonald's French fries, golden brown. Maybe a soft drink or a thick chocolate shake. Boy, it's fun to go to McDonald's for lunch. Now, there goes Ronald and his flying hamburger. He's up! Winging his way to another McDonald's, where it's always fun to eat. Look for the Golden Arches. Join your friends at McDonald's, the closest thing to home.
Now, Who was that character? That
Mr. Muscle.
I don't remember Mr. Muscle.
This is some deep McDonald's lore we're entering into right now.
Mr. Muscle. This is why this stream is called The Deepest Lore. You find out things you never knew, like the long lost Mr. Muscle character.
I just want to know. I want to imagining the marketing meeting where they're like, okay, we need another mascot. Ronald's great, but we need someone to riff off with him. Okay, what do you think of when you think of burgers? Mr. Muscle. Yeah, that's a great idea, guys. Great idea. No, it's a terrible mascot, but you just need to, it's someone to, for Ronald to mess around with, isn't it, on screen? But not the most memorable character.
I don't know why, but like Hollywood and like Warner Brothers cartoons and, you know, all TV of this era and a little bit before, they're obsessed with the idea of like the 1920s strongman, like the kind of almost a Victorian era strongman, which is what Mr. Muscle was. Like that idea, you know, you can see him like, do you remember those weights they had, which were just black?
Yeah, him in like a leopard onesie or something like that. Lifting stuff. It's interesting. Maybe it's kind of like harking back to like Varsity and, you know, like again the childhood of the parents of that age, because they would have been in the '20s, wouldn't they? When they were maybe that's a bit of a stretch, but what I thought was interesting about this ad was again the firstly the tagline. Look out for the golden arches. And again, I think that's the first really strong tagline, because what they realized is that people do, it's a physical sight. Yeah. If you just show, you can see that from miles away. And then second, so they've kind of recognized that. And also it's just a really memorable thing. Everyone's looking out on the horizon. You've had a long car journey, and then the kids in the back of the car say, oh, look, it's the golden arches, mum. And you drive by. So I think super strong tagline. And also they're kind of referencing, you know, him and his weird burger UFO machine. It's an international thing. It's all over the place now as well. So
yeah, and that branch look, even in 1967, had served over 2 million already. Yeah,
pretty amazing.
The closest thing to home.
So long, boys and girls. I'm having trouble getting started. Guess I better give her a push. Good thing I'm at McDonald's. I'm going to need some energy, and we know there's no better way than with a delicious McDonald's pure beef hamburger and a triple thick McDonald's shake. Really great. Go together.
I mean, is this another Ronald McDonald? Because this guy is...
They changed the other guy. Obviously died of a heart condition from eating too much McDonald's, I think.
Because this guy just seems like a kind of... gruff, some gruff. Picked him up off a
streetwise. They found some kind of hobo, and it's like, here's £5 in the McDonald's. Do you wanna be the next Ron McDonald?
Hey kids, it's Ronald. Do you want a burger?
Muscle builders too. Did you notice how fast I got my food? There's no waiting at McDonald's, and am I glad I didn't have to dress up either. And now to get my flying hamburger started. Hey, wait for me! If you want to be strong like me, ask your mom and dad to take you to your kind of place for your kind of food. McDonald's. Remember, when you see my face, think of your kind of place. McDonald's.
That's it. There's some interesting stuff there. So I think this is why they put in Mr. Muscle, because they realize that there's a health angle on this. So even though it's unhealthy food, they're like, it builds up protein, builds up muscle. So why don't we have the Mr. Muscle character? But obviously they've got rid of him because they knew it was ridiculous. And then still tried to show the kind of healthy benefits of it. It gives me energy. So again, it's trying to sell it to the parents now, interestingly, as like beneficial to kids.
Notice that Ronald is a bit more of a kind of gadget man in the 60s than we know him. He's kind of more of a kind of, you know,
he's got slightly... machines. Yeah, he's it's like, well, yeah, oh, Inspector Gadget, like, yeah.
Hamburgers at McDonald's are fun. McDouble hamburgers at McDonald's are double fun. Shakes at McDonald's are fun.
still though, burger, fries, shake. It's very strong messaging, I'm telling you.
I'm glad they added in the triple thick back in last time. It's my new favorite. The triple thick is just amuses me. This is a really weird advert. I don't know. There's, again, maybe I'm seeing too much into it, but there's something like weird sexual undertones about the two burgers like kissing up against each other, the wild explosion of fries at the end, but maybe that's just I'm just too much in the ashes.
I mean, it was the summer of love, you know.
This is it, yeah.
French fries at McDonald's are fun. Filet of fish sandwiches at McDonald's are fun.
Like the way the filet is a woman.
McDouble cheeseburgers at McDonald's are fun.
Oh my god, the double cheeseburger. Write it down. Get your pencils out. 1968, the double cheeseburger has entered the menu. And that's a lot earlier than I was expecting for the double cheeseburger. I thought it was a recent innovation, Pharaoh. You know, like a kind of past 20 years type of innovation. So,
I thought the Big Mac would have come first, but no, there you go.
So if you're writing up your menu, we've got the hamburger, the cheeseburger, the French fries, triple thick shake, filet of fish, and now we've got the double cheeseburger. Epic. And I think they have mentioned at least once that you can get a soft drink, haven't they?
Did they? So maybe in the black and white one, was it? I think.
Yeah. They stuck with this tagline for a good decade here, didn't they? Like, this is your kind of place. They stuck with it. I mean, I still think it's a pretty shit motto, to be honest, but yeah.
It's pretty terrible.
All right, we're now into the 70s. It's 1971.
Grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean as my burger machine. With a broom and a brush, clean it up for the rush. Before you open the door, what a shine on.
Do you know what I love about this, Pharaoh? They are so openly McDonald's minions. That's what I love. They're just actual McDonald's minions. Singing and dancing for your entertainment.
This is it for you. If you do this in the morning as part of the kind of morning cleaning rituals, like the musical song to get.
I mean,
get
there was a shift known as back room, right? There was a shift known as back room, which involved like going around with a mop and cleaning, and then occasionally going to the freezer and getting. And they typically put like, you know, it was the sort of shift that. You know, slow members of staff would be put on, or you know, could like McDonald's would hire somebody with Down syndrome, for example. They'd typically be put on the back room, right? I hated going. Look, back room is the worst because you've got 8 hours to fill, right? So you want to be quite busy, and so if you can get like in a busy shift where you're just like making like 20 burgers a minute or whatever it is, you know, you're pumping out nuggets and burgers or whatever it is, that is a shift that will go quickly. If you're just hanging around trying to like look busy and mop the floor, it could really drag. Back room is the worst. I mean, in Wales we'd call it mulling. Stop mulling basically. You'd be like how can you say, Mullen was just kind of like skiving off, doing nothing. And back room, I mean, that was the sort of place you just kind of like hide out. I mean, I remember being on one shift where I got interested in where each of the ingredients was, like this was how long the shift was. I wonder if I can work out what the production chain is. And I noticed that the pickles came from Finland and the beef came from, all of the chips were McCain's chips at the time, and the beef came from Argentina. This was back in like 2002, obviously the toys came from China. Yeah, Anyway,
this is trade secrets you're giving away. Ronald may be paying a visit to you for exposing the supply chain.
But I believe all of McDonald's beef is British now, or Irish.
Okay. Yeah, no, they make a big deal of this. What's interesting about this ad so far, again, is it's a real departure from everything we've seen so far. So it's away from the product, it's away from Ronald, and it's all about the staff members and the cleanliness. So I think I think more burger joints were opening up, and one big differentiation point was around the process and around the cleanliness. And that's why it's like, oh, we're so super clean, we've got this process. And also it's interesting to note the introduction of black people inside the ad. This is obviously post civil rights, that's an active choice to try and appeal to the black community more, who may be interested in other products, basically.
How is it appealing to the black community?
Because just having a black person on there, you associate with them more, basically. That's what they were thinking.
I'm pretty sure one of the staff members was Hispanic as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It's about showing if someone's there, you can appeal to that community, basically. That's the early logic behind those kind of ads.
Was there some sort of musical trend in 1971? This is very musical orientated, so
yeah. I mean, there's lots of musicals going on. I'm sure Mr. D can say a little bit more about that. But I don't know why they've gone for the musical, but maybe just again because it's kind of family friendly. I'm thinking, Mary Poppins and all that kind of stuff appeals to kids and parents as well. So.
I just love that. What a minion.
Well, I was going to say, look, look at the hierarchy. He's got the red hat. He is the king. He is the minion leader. This is his return to tradition. He's got the tie.
I just love the idea. This is so dark, but I love the idea that a corporation is toying with this man's life so much that they can wear him. They can make him wear this hat.
he's been broken. Wear the hat. Wear the hat, Jeff.
Let's carry on. That was shite. That was the worst.
that was terrible. The musical angle is very strange. I think it didn't work. Like, again, if they're going for the cleanliness, they should have had it as kind of like almost scientific. But I think it comes off as, the weakest so far. Even Mr. Muscle was better, I'd say.
Get yourself ready for a trip through McDonald's Land.
Do you know what I love about this, right? This is clearly like kind of 1968 Beach Boys, like late Beach Boys vibe here, or possibly even like some of the later Beatles albums as well. But it's 1971. I just love how mainstream culture is always like two or three years off, like the cutting edge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably some like ad exec who went to Woodstock, then like a couple of years later. But like again, I find like the words quite sinister. You know, literally take a trip to McDonald's, if that makes sense. You know, it's almost like a drug experience. Look at all the, you know, you've had your McDonald's and now the trees have literally got faces on.
This thing about mainstream culture being kind of lagging where the cutting edge is one of my favorite things. And I love it, like the more delayed it is. This is one of the reasons I really loved WCW wrestling, right? WCW wrestling, if the cutting edge culture was like, I don't know, let's say big hair rock bands, they'd hit it in WCW by like 1991, like 10 years after, you know. That's what I love. Very like late. So, or the idea of like a rapping dog. in like 1998, say something like that, you know. Anyway, let's carry on.
You'll even find a French fry thatch. Now just turn around and see if you won't find a hamburger patch.
I mean, it's a very LSD induced.
This is literally so trippy. There's a couple of interesting things here already. There's again loads more characters being introduced. Did you hear the reference to the apple pie tree? So again, new product being launched. Can you go back to those, the Mr. and Mrs. Hamburger, because there was kind of like a bit of a Clockwork Orange aesthetic, you know, kind of like, you know, when they go for like the can you see he's dressed like an old policeman. It's kind of like Willy Wonka, or again that kind of old aesthetic, but in the 70s trippy style. And look, the products themselves are personified as well here.
I think these are pretty big name characters, actually. These they become characters, these two, I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
they become part of the McDonald's kind of cast. And right down on your menu, that was a nice catch from Pharaoh. The apple pie has joined the menu, ladies and gentlemen. The apple pie, write it down, 1971, I think. Let's carry on. Thick shake more volcanoes. Triple thick shake.
This is kind of like quite Willy Wonka, isn't it? Just going around and you can actually eat the everything. Yeah,
yeah. But of course, Willy Wonka came out after this. I think Wonka's 70, or maybe Wonka's 71.
I'm looking it up right now. 71. So it was before this. Yeah.
Yeah, contemporaneous. So yeah, maybe.
Now just turn around and see if you won't find a hamburger.
Somebody's saying they can spot a Big Mac. Is there a Big Mac there?
No, I think that was the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, we think it's the Buggle. Yeah. But somebody's saying that character is called Mayor McCheese. Is that right? I don't know.
They I think they called it Mr. and Mrs. Cheeseburger, didn't they? Anyway, maybe they'd change it later. I like how they had to physically cross over the golden arches to get to the McDonald's as well. So again, it's part of that. You see the arches to get to enter the place. So again, really driving home that association with like arches and the food. So.
Ronald and his friend spotted Evil Grimace running off with loads of shakes and crabs.
Grimace, major character, has joined us.
Seisty thinking quickly, Ronald disguised himself as a big Hollywood movie director.
I'm really seisty.
Took a shortcut and headed off to Grimace at Filet of Fish Lake.
Wait!
Shouted Ronald.
What a face with beautiful eyes. I'm gonna make you a star.
The Evil Grimace was very flattered.
Would you mind stepping back a bit? Little further.
Asked Ronald.
Just a little bit further.
Splash.
You were sensational.
Shouted Ronald.
And so are these McDonald's shakes and Coca-Colas and hamburgers. And
big contract with Coca-Cola has already been decided, I see. Mm.
French yep.
Oh, Mayor McCheese was all upset.
Mayor McCheese.
Confirmed.
Millions of gubbins in the French fries patch. What'll we do?
Nothing, said Ronald. Once somebody starts gobbling those delicious McDonald's French fries, there's just no way to stop them.
What do you suggest?
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
And so they did.
Now, this is definitely a third iteration of Ronald that we've seen here. Because there was the Wurzel Gummidge Ronald. There was the kind of creepy gadget man, Ronald. This one is a lot more kind of consistent in his kind of
characterization. He's much more friendlier and approachable. I think you can the middle ones I find are just too creepy. You know, dark backstories.
Although he does seem to inhabit a very, very trippy world. I didn't realize how kind of like LSD induced and kind of late 60s it all was, that all of these characters came out of, because they were clearly invented for this campaign, right? And yet they were still going in the 80s. I remember these characters when I was a kid, so.
Well, election time in McDonald's Land. Mayor McCheese is making speeches.
Greetings, friends. Can I just say, I mean, is it any wonder that the children growing up on this ended up giving away our civilization, Pharaoh?
What this place needs is more
cheeseburgers.
Yeah, cheeseburgers, yeah. They're delicious, honest, self-winding, you know.
Trustworthy.
Meanwhile, a Hamburglar is stuck.
Major character, Hamburglar. This is unreal. I can't believe how topical this is. He's stealing votes.
He's also, I like how the mayor is this like ridiculous character who's been heavily lobbied by McDonald's, by Ronald. The mayor doesn't know anything. This is all about undermining. This is like a psyop undermining the kind of trust in politicians and the political process here.
And his pocket.
Look, they were preparing a whole generation for
face forward. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How's about a cheeseburger with every apple pie? Or maybe with every bag of french fries?
Yes!
In every glove compartment?
No.
In every meal, in everybody, you know.
Well, McCheese has been re-elected.
He's literally buying votes with meal deals here.
maybe this is a kind of based satire of the failures of democracy, where he's having to literally just give away freebies to secure votes, basically.
Thank you.
But then nobody can beat a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Hold on. What happened to the Hamburglar? Was he never caught?
I think he was just stealing votes, but he was overcome because it was a landslide for the mayor.
Say, when you go to McDonald's for all those good things to eat and drink, be sure you...
So the vibe has shifted now, right? We have moved from trippy late 60s to like early 70s Sly and the Family Stone. That's the, like, did you notice the gear change in the music and stuff? We're obviously in the 70s now, because this is like...
Everyone's sobered up now, so...
Stop and think about what to do when you're through. Don't forget to feed the wastebaskets, because they're hungry too.
That's right, we are. And we'd like to ask a favor of you. Would you mind letting us have the paper, please, when you're through?
What do you think of the talking bins?
Nightmarish, but it's interesting. It's going for the environmental message, and do you also see the black kid in there as well? So they're trying to get that diverse audience in.
Okay, if you say so. I mean, yeah, maybe that's the. You're thinking like an ad man, whereas I'm just thinking like a punter. Yeah,
100%. I can. I'm telling you, this that's why they're doing it. I'm sure.
When we get to eat the paper, yes indeed. So if you've got a cup or a napkin or bag that you don't think you need, don't forget to feed. Don't forget to feed the waste baskets at McDonald's, in McDonald's Land, at McDonald's, in McDonald's Land, at McDonald's.
Yeah, okay. I feel like we have a cast of characters very well established, though, in the space of, what, like four or five ads now? Like, we really, we get who these people are now. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that last one was a bit Sesame Street influenced as well. It had that kind of like up vibe.
Yeah, it was very Sesame Street, and it was very I just think of the name of that kind of music, but it's a very particular vibe. It's possibly more upbeat than Sly and the Family Stone, but I'm thinking like maybe like Curtis Mayfield or someone like that, you know.
Yeah,
like early 70s funk.
It was a gloomy day in McDonaldland.
No Coke, no shakes.
Because the evil Grimace had grabbed all the cups.
Where's the Coke? Where are the shakes?
Thinking quickly, Ronald disguised himself as a mailman and...
A special delivery for E. Grimace.
Oh my! I've been picked for the McDonaldland Beauty Contest! Discovered at last!
Picking his nicest swimsuit, off he went.
Now let's get these cups back to McDonald's so we can have some triple thick shakes, Ab.
The triple thick shakes.
She's going Coca-Cola.
I'm ready! Where's the contest?
Is Grimace addicted to Coke?
I like how they've literally got him as, like, I don't know, slightly mentally deficient. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you could have that portrayal nowadays of that kind of person.
Why is he evil? Why is Grimace evil? Yeah.
Because he is just, I think he is just, like, so dumb or so low IQ that he's just, that's part of his villainy. Also, just a note, that he's got, like, two sets of arms, and then they change... I just looked it up. They change him to only having one set of arms later. So again, deepest lore. Grimace originally had four sets of arms. but again, you couldn't do this kind of like, you know, they're trying to body shame Grimace by getting him into a swimming costume. And again, the idea of a beauty contest would not be allowed today.
Everybody's heading for McDonald's land. Hurry in and scurry in to beat the band.
They're in a happy mood to get that happy food.
Like burger shakes and fries. And like an apple pie.
It's always like a party when you get there.
Somebody's gonna get a big hello.
That's why everybody's heading for McDonald's land. The happy eating place to go. Everybody's heading for McDonald's.
No, it's like in American culture, they love that idea of the one-man band, don't they? That's another kind of Hollywood staple. I mean, the one I think of most is Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. But
yes, of course,
But you see that character a lot. The you know, with the drum on his back and the, you know, I don't know if that happens a lot in America, like, or used to happen a lot, but. One of those things that I don't really see. I've never seen a one-man band in the flesh, have you?
No.
Hurry in and scurry in to beat the band.
They're in a happy mood.
Look at that happy food.
Like burgers, shakes, and fries. And luscious apple pie.
It's always like a party when you get there.
Have you noticed they've managed to tie together most of their menu? Burger, shakes, and fries. And... delicious apple pies. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Great little rhyme there.
I noticed the fillet of fish has been kind of dropped from the advertising there.
Again, look, I think the need for it sort of changed. And again, I think because during that initial stage of them launching and getting into new families, they often call it that there's a barrier to the first like try or the first purchase. That's why, for example, you'll have like the first time you subscribe to a service, they'll give you a discount code or some kind of offer. Because once you've gone over that psychological barrier of trying something the first time, it's much easier to get someone to try something again. So again, I think the fillet of fish was, how do we get women in the family to engage and get people into McDonald's for the first time? And now by the 70s, everyone's gone to McDonald's at least once and tried it out. So I think the need for it is massively decreased. And like the apple pie is like a classic upsell product. It's about how can we get more money from people who are in our stores. Well, they've had their main. Why don't we give them a pudding instead at the end? So this is more about like squeezing cash out of people now.
Who is gonna get a big hello? That's why everybody's heading for McDonald's. The happy greeting place.
The happy meeting place.
The happy
you want to help keep the country beautiful.
I think this Ronald McDonald was probably Ronald for a very long time, because he's very recognizable. It's obviously the same guy, isn't it?
And the big collar and stuff. Again, it's interesting. They've done quite small, subtle changes, but again, it's more like refinement as opposed to the kind of big change.
Here's how.
Let your effort be seen. When you pick it up, you're keeping America.
What are the odds that McDonald's were getting criticized for leaving too much rubbish everywhere, and so they responded with this ad campaign?
Yeah, again, this is also, it's interesting doubly, because I think it's firstly tapping into the environmental movement which is happening, but also the Coke adverts, connecting over the world. I can't remember, do they create like a chain of people? I think they're trying to like piggyback off the success of that quite famous advert at the same time. By this is interestingly the 60s is really cultural degradation, isn't it? That it's gone from all about the product to saving the world through through products. So
disgusting 70s wokeism, essentially.
This is the beginning of like the wokest. This is the first footsteps on the path to transgender Ronald McDonald.
And we still haven't got the Big Mac.
Wait. Yeah.
I don't like their musical numbers.
Yeah, they haven't had a catchy musical thing yet.
You know, kids, growing up is tough enough, so you've got to eat the right foods. Every day you should have vegetables, fruit, beater fish, regular cereal, and some dairy products like milk. Together, these five food groups give you the nutrients your body needs. Growing up is tough enough.
I mean, these ads are now clearly in response to backlash that they've had in the public. You know, 70s SJWs got onto McDonald's, they complained, and they're like, listen, we've done a Clean Up America ad campaign, and now we're talking about nutrients, so get off our backs.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, because again, they are really on the back foot from this point onwards. Even today, all of their ads are very much about dispelling, quote-unquote, dispelling myths about McDonald's and stuff like that. So this is the problem. Once you've reached market saturation, once you've kind of like captured everyone you possibly could do, it's just more about defending your position in the marketplace as opposed to attacking anyone else, if that makes sense. You know, when you're the king of the hill, the only way is down. So, you know, it's a much more defensive style adverts, in my opinion.
Like I say, I know you've got a little one as well. Have you seen that show In the Night Garden yet?
I've seen it once, but it's not a family favourite.
Because that character there reminds me of Eagle Piggle.
Again, this is the true backstory. Eagle Piggle started out as a jazz celloist in a Ronald McDonald band before falling on hard times and having to do children's TV.
If anyone else has kids, you watch that bloody In the Night Garden, and Eagle Piggle's theme tune will be stuck in your head for days. It's so annoying.
Every day, protein. You need a lot of meat. Keep you growing, don't you see?
Iron!
You should have iron too, for healthy blood for all of you.
Calcium!
So teeth and bones are strong, you need me to
grow. Eagle Piggle started out as calcium in the McDonald's nutrient network.
Vitamin!
You need ABC and more, now do you think you know the score?
So remember kids, eat nutritious foods, a variety of them every day. Growing up is tough enough.
You gotta get enough of the proper stuff.
So weird.
Okay, everybody ready to get your picture taken?
To celebrate cheeseburger time at McDonald's, Ronald was taking pictures of all his friends.
Okay, smile and say cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Very good. Here's a cheeseburger for you. Hey, who's next? Susie. All set? Okay, smile and say
cheeseburger.
Any comment, Pharaoh? You know what they're going for?
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, the audiences.
Essentially, McDonald's have been doing woke advertising since 1971, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Good. Here's a cheeseburger for you. You know, McDonald's cheeseburgers are so delicious, you almost have to smile.
Ahoy! How about a cheeseburger for me?
Oh, no, Captain Crook, not till you learn to smile.
Oh, really?
What on earth?
He was in a previous advert, actually, because he was like, you saw him in the background, but he never spoke, so...
Captain Crook. Oh my god.
I think he was in the 90s cast, I remember in like the kids area and stuff. So
well, in the list of Ronald McDonald antagonists, I would put him below Mr. Muscle, to be honest. I mean what look at
this. This is low energy.
Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger!
He did it! Yeah! If you want something to smile about, just say cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yeah, like, that's quite clever because again, it's just associating cheeseburgers with smiles and happiness. So, I got to head off now. But thanks very much for having me on.
Cheers, Pharaoh. I will carry on watching these on my own, trying not to go mad. See you soon, right. Mate.
See you later.
Oh, what's this?
Who's the McFriendliest fellow in town?
What a great morning!
Sure, Ronald.
Great morning for tennis.
Okay, Grimace.
There are the tennis racks.
Now, has Grimace made a face turn? I think he's made a face turn, you know. He was evil Grimace, but... Now he's hanging out with the kids, and the kid is saying, like, hey, Grimace, come on, come. So has Grimace turned face? I think he's turned baby face, you know.
Here you are, Dan.
Thank you.
You'll never forget how to ride a bike. That was fun. But I think it's time for breakfast at McDonald's. Now McDonald's has lots of things, like delicious hotcakes and sausage.
Say, Mayor McCheese, quite a fancy outfit.
After breakfast, I'm going skin diving or skydiving. Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
That's the lone jogger. He likes McDonald's breakfast, too. Like delicious McDonald's hotcakes and sausage, you know. I hereby proclaim breakfast at participating McDonald's every weekend.
Yay!
So the lone jogger has emerged, but that is the start of the McDonald's breakfast, so you can add that to the menu. The McDonald's breakfast, the big breakfast, has started. The McBreakfast, whatever they call it. So there we go.
I have to hurry to see the boys and girls at McDonald's.
Here, take my car.
Your car? Okay. Oh, okay.
Now who's this character? Who is this character here? What's his story? Oh my god.
Don't forget your seatbelt, Ronald.
Oh, we've moved on to 1976. It's amazing.
What a good cowboy story.
Who's the friendliest sheriff in town?
Ronald, the Hamburglar took all the McDonald's cheeseburgers in town.
Ooh, that's smart. I'll get them.
How, Ronald?
Hello, townspeople. Whoever captures the Hamburglar gets a delicious McDonald's cheeseburger.
That's a great reward.
I have to live, mate.
There he goes.
Thank you. Gave him the slip.
Hamburger, what are you doing in jail?
On the cheeseburger. He says he captured himself to get the reward.
What? What?
Ronald, wake up.
Oh, I had a bad dream. The hamburger took all of McDonald's cheeseburgers for himself.
But McDonald's has enough cheeseburgers for everyone, you know.
Thank goodness.
Ronald McDonald.
Captain Crook is a weak character. I think he should be dropped from the cast, personally. Still no Big Mac, by the way.
Who's the McFriendliest fellow in town?
Well, kids, while we eat our filet of fish sandwiches, let's tell a story. Okay? Yay! Once upon a time, a famous pirate named Captain Crook sailed the seven seas.
Off
the deck, make fast the poop to the mizzenmaster. Blast the voyage so far.
He was searching for a great treasure.
Whoops, my mistake.
He even walked the plank.
Faster!
This should take a good shot. He fought terrific battles.
All right, matey, take that and that. Let's call it a draw.
Did he ever find the treasure?
Sure.
Where?
At McDonald's, of course. He found McDonald's filet of fish sandwiches.
Aye, it's a different kind of sandwich.
So they're using Captain Crook to push the filet of fish. Quite like that idea.
And the great treasure.
How's the story end?
He lived happily ever after.
Ever!
Well, fairly happily.
Ronald, come quick!
What's the matter, Mr. McCheese?
The McDonald Land cookie machine! It's making the delicious cookies upside down, you know! See?
That's serious.
I can fix that.
Now the cookies are right side up, but we're upside down. Put it back, Professor.
Come on! I'll fix the rascal.
Stop! That's not the way.
Hold it! I'll put it under arrest.
Why? The cookies look all right to me.
There's got to be a way. The cookies are in the shapes of all of us in McDonald Land, right?
Right!
But we're not upside down, right?
Right!
So the machine must be upside down.
Right!
Now, the McDonald Land cookie. Did anybody in the chat ever remember seeing one of these? Is anybody old enough to have ever had a McDonald Land cookie?
Delicious McDonald Land cookies are only at McDonald's, you know.
And they're upside down.
No, Grimace, you are.
See? They taste great. May I have some more?
People are saying the Big Mac had already come out, but they have not yet mentioned or tried to sell the Big Mac in any one of these adverts directly.
Take home? Sure.
Hey, Professor, what's that?
I've invented a new way to call my friends to dinner. It's called the dinner gong.
Your new invention?
What?
It's John D with his gong.
Here, let me try it. Oh, my, it doesn't work, you know.
Here, I think I got it figured out.
My invention!
Don't worry, Professor. We'll fix it. Now! This famous invention calls for dinner at a world-famous restaurant.
McDonald's! It's fun to have dinner at McDonald's!
Where else would we have gone?
Yeah.
I don't get it, you know. I got it! Where else would we have gone? That's funny, you know! McDonald's!
So they've clearly hit a groove with these with this kind of McDonald's Land thing. They're really, you know, it came in 1971. We've reached kind of 77. They're still running with this idea.
Who's our McFavorite hamburger clown?
What you doing, Ronald?
I'm teaching the Grimace how to tell time.
Okay.
Okay, Grimace. This is the little hand.
This is the big hand.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? What time is this?
That's 7 o'clock.
Right. And this?
9 o'clock.
Can I just say, Ferrer was calling Grimace low IQ, but from what I've seen in the news, lots of students now apparently can't tell the time, so they're changing to digital in many universities. So you know, just saying.
Very good. And this,
4:30 o'clock.
Close enough. And this,
and that's dinner time.
Right. Oh, 5 o'clock is dinner time, you know.
I'll tell you what, we'll celebrate with dinner.
Wonderful.
At a world famous restaurant.
Hamburger buns to make a speech.
What did he say?
He said dinner at McDonald's is great fun, and we should do it again.
Good idea! I second the motion!
And I'll third it, and fourth it, and fifth it, and ninth it.
Grimace, I think, started out as a villain, but has become a babyface. A little bit like how Rowdy Roddy Piper was a Hulk Hogan antagonist, but then he did a face turn and was an ally, like later on. That's what's happened with Grimace here. He's become a good guy. Because he's not sitting over with the heels, Captain Crook and the Hamburglar.
Who's on my favorite hamburger clown?
I'm off to McDonald's to see all the boys and girls.
Now, people are saying that this character here is a Big Mac, but that's a double cheeseburger, folks. That is not a Big Mac, surely. That's a double cheeseburger, isn't it? They have not explicitly talked about Big Mac in any single one of these adverts so far.
Have a nice trip, Ronald.
Bones, bones. Thanks a lot.
Do you think Ronald will make it to McDonald's in time?
He always does, you know.
That is a double cheeseburger, I'm telling you, folks.
You really think he'll make it to McDonald's?
I hope so.
The goblins are coming! The goblins are coming!
Don't worry, Ronald. We've hidden all the french fries.
That's a good idea.
Or is it?
Stop!
Is that a McDonald's french fry?
This? Wait a minute.
Let's taste it and see.
No?
Hold it. Listen, goblins. We're going to get you some golden McDonald's french fries.
Hooray!
Here at McDonald's.
Wonderful. Hit it, gang. Ronald McDonald.
Have a french fry on me.
So, I mean, we're clearly still in this McDonald's land phase of the ad campaigns. And clearly, I would say in the McDonald's lore, there are three Ronald McDonalds. This is the third Ronald McDonald that we've seen. I don't think there's character continuity between this version of it and his previous, the Wurzel Gummidge version and the creepy late 60s version.
Who's the McFriendliest fellow in town? Who's our McFavorite hamburger clown? Who's got a smile so wide it stretches from side to side? Ronald. Ronald McDonald. Who makes friends wherever he goes? With a joke and a bright red nose. Ronald, you are the one that clown that makes it so much fun. Ronald. Ronald McDonald.
When's the happiest time of the year? When's the McFriendliest full of good cheer?
There! Everything's ready for the Christmas party!
Yay!
And since Santa's a little busy, we have a surprise!
Help! Help! I'm stuck! Here I am, with McDonald's gift certificates for everyone! Here you are!
Thanks, Grimace! I can use this for lots of good things at McDonald's! Like hamburgers.
Can you imagine getting a McDonald's 50-cent gift certificate for Christmas? What have you got to be, Mum and Dad? Oh, 50-cent McDonald's certificate. I mean, you'd be pretty gutted, wouldn't you? Also, I've just noticed how ugly a Hamburglar is. That's pretty scary, isn't it? Look.
French fries or shakes.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a nice way to say Merry Christmas.
Right, because everyone likes to get them.
And McDonald's gift certificates are 50 cents each.
Or a book of 10 for $5 at McDonald's, you know.
Ronald, can I go out the door, or do I have to go back up the chimney?
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
What time is full of joy for every girl and boy?
Who's the McFriendliest fellow in town? Who's our McFavorite hamburger clown? Whose smile is sunniest? Whose friends are funniest? Ronald McDonald. Who's the smartest McClown we know? Let's follow and see where he'll go. Whose shakes are yummiest? Whose food is yummiest? Ronald.
They're really riding these characters now. They're riding this campaign very hard in 77. But I'm wondering, at what point do we think that this campaign starts jumping the shark, folks? Do we think that the McDonald's land campaign is already starting to be a bit tired by 1977, or do you think it's got legs? What do we think? A bit of a Japanese action there.
The great cheeseburger race is on, and the winner gets this cup full of McDonald's.
I put my money on Ronald to win this race. £5 on Ronald.
Cheeseburger, you know, and they're off! This way, Captain, this way! Detour? Okay!
This isn't my day.
And the winner is Ronald McDonald!
Everyone's a winner with McDonald's cheeseburgers.
I did tell you, didn't I?
I can't stop! Two cheeseburgers to go!
Ronald McDonald!
Ronald, everything!
I will still mention, I can see debate raging in the chat. They have not mentioned explicitly the Big Mac burger in any of these adverts to date. They have pushed the cheeseburger. They have pushed the hamburger, they pushed the double cheeseburger, they pushed the apple pie, they pushed the triple, the fries, the triple thick shakes, and the Filet-O-Fish. They have not pushed the Big Mac once.
McGreen!
Oh, green butterfly!
And green footprint!
They may have mentioned Officer Big Mac, but they have not explicitly pushed the Big Mac burger, and we have not seen a Big Mac in the flesh yet.
Uncle O'Grimacy!
Hello, boys, I'm back, and I'm painting everything green to match the Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock Shakes are back? Yum!
And celebrate at McDonald's.
Shamrock Shakes, they're a beautiful green.
They're
a beautiful green that we
ever seen. Shamrock Shakes, they're a beautiful green. Uncle
O'Grimacy. I'm going to visit the kids at McDonald's. I think I'll take the elevator.
Nobody can do it like Ronald can.
This isn't McDonald's. This isn't McDonald's.
Wrong again, Ronald.
Aha. This is where I get off.
Hey, kids, there's a new McDonald's in Issaquah. There'll be surprises to celebrate, plus the Ronald McDonald Show. See Ronald this Saturday at 2 in Issaquah on Gilman.
So they actually had Ronald McDonald shows at the restaurants. So the Japanese version is sufficiently weird.
Kimi no tanjoubi, McDonald's de yaranai kai?
McDonald's, of course. What could be better than to give Ronald a weekend breakfast in bed?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
We're taking you to breakfast.
At McDonald's.
I can't wait to go there.
Watch out. Whoa.
Oh, I wish I'd stayed in bed, you know.
We are in bed. Oh, no.
Hang on.
No, no, no. You're bad.
They've kind of got a bit more kind of manic and fun, kind of fun, more like a less trippy and more manic and fun, I would say.
Here's your breakfast, Ronald. Breakfast at McDonald's with hotcakes and sausage and milk and juice to make it complete.
What could be better than breakfast at McDonald's?
Breakfast at McDonald's in bed.
I mean, they are promoting bad behaviors here. Not only gluttony, but sloth.
Who's the McFriendliest fellow in town?
I mean, I really have grown to dislike this music. The late 70s music is even worse than the early 70s music.
Who's our McFavorite hamburger clown? A family picture's fun. You can laugh with everyone. Ronald McDonald. Sure, everybody looks great.
Does this Captain Cook character stick around? Because I do not remember him at all.
But the Hamburglar, he must be late. Sometimes things look upside down. Who can turn them all around? Ronald McDonald. Joins his friends, but who will take the picture then? Just like one big family.
Have you noticed how the Hamburglar and Captain Cook have become like less villainous and more like members of the family now as well? They're just kind of hanging out now. They're not up to any antics.
Watch the birdie and you'll see Ronald McDonald. McFunniest hamburger clown. Who knows where good food can be found? Hamburger, shakes, and fries. Lay a fish and apple pies. Ronald McDonald.
Now everyone can get new Happy Cups at McDonald's. Four in all, each with an action picture of Ronald McDonald or one of his friends.
Come into McDonald's and start your set of McDonaldland Happy Cups. They're free when you order a medium soft drink. This week's character is Grimace.
Look, Ronald, there's a bottle with a note in it.
Billy says he's on an island where there's no McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
Let's get him to McDonald's. I'll save him.
Look, they're pushing the Filet-O-Fish. They're not mentioning the Big Mac yet again.
Where's my boat? Where's me boat? Ahoy, there's a storm brewing.
I've noticed that Captain Crook pushes the Filet-O-Fish.
We're taking on water.
Now we can all go for a Filet-O-Fish sandwich at McDonald's.
Wow.
Like this.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, those cups may be the first merch that we've seen, because that's a big part of it. Although, I don't know about the McDonald's Lens cookies. Were they kind of an unusual product that was being pushed at one point? First time the fries are really being strongly pushed in an advert.
Watch out.
Keep your eyes on your fries.
too.
When you unwrap a McDonald's hamburger, you get fun in a bun.
Fun, fun, fun.
How do you know when a McDonald's hamburger likes you? When it flips for you.
We call a McDonald's hamburger that can carry a tote.
What?
A hamburger. Why was the McDonald's hamburger embarrassed?
Why?
Because it had nothing on it.
McDonald's hamburgers are so much fun.
Hands up who's going to have a McDonald's later. Who's going to, who, you know, we've watched so many adverts of theirs now. Have you been primed and basically programmed into buying McDonald's later on?
McDonald's Hamburger Symphony.
Yum, yum, yum.
At sea. Who's the best skipper ever to be? Who has fun at work or play? Who shakes and fries or A-OK? Ronald. Ronald McDonald.
The new Ronald McDonald coloring calendar. Pictures of Ronald and his friends to color, plus a 1978 calendar, now at participating McDonald's.
The longer it goes on, the sicker it gets. That's why I'm loving this. It's just like they relentlessly, and I mean relentlessly, wrote this campaign. It's never going to end.
Get a Ronald McDonald coloring calendar, 15 cents plus tax.
Dumpty 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 dumpty. Oh, hi. I'm having a party for some of my special friends. Now, let me see. I've got my delicious sundaes, French fries, triple thick shakes.
Triple thick shakes. The sundaes, ladies and gentlemen. Add the sundaes to the menu that we've been building up. But do not, whatever you do, write down the Big Mac, because it isn't yet to be mentioned explicitly in an advert.
I think there's something missing.
Hamburger!
Oh, hey, Ronald!
My friend Grimace.
Oh, hello, Ronald. I'm glad you've got plenty of shakes.
Right, Grimace. And burgers, too. Going up.
It's no longer evil Grimace, but now explicitly my friend Grimace.
My burgers always give you a lift.
Oh, no.
I've noticed now it's no longer, this isn't, we've got it all for you, is a new slogan. To be honest, their slogans have been utterly shite, to be honest. You know, what was the first one? You know, it's just bad. I can't even remember it.
You, you're the one. You are the only reason. You, you're the one. We take pride in pleasing. Why we serve the best, that's McDonald's style. You're why we keep it clean, you're what makes us smile. You're the one that we've been looking for. You're the one, we've got it cooking for. You're why we're always here.
So dark, so weird, it's just like Pied Piper. Like rats being called by the McDonald's minions, led.
It was Christmas Eve in McDonald's land. Everyone was asleep except Ronald, who had other plans. Out of his bed, he silently crept.
Cuckoo! What are you doing, Ronald?
Shh!
I'm giving McDonald's gift certificates to all my friends. So Hamburglar can get a hamburger. And Grimace...
Is it Christmas yet?
Not yet. Grimace can get a shake.
Christmas.
Captain Crook, fillet a fish.
And the mayor... He can get a cheeseburger.
So to the chimney Ronald did reach.
You can get them at McDonald's, 50 cents each.
When suddenly, bright light shined in his eyes, Ronald turned around, amazed and surprised.
Hi, guys. I make too much noise?
All his friends had a present for him.
McDonald's gift certificates for me? Oh, gee. And a Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us at McDonald's. Merry Christmas!
Still yet to mention a Big Mac, I note.
Presenting Ronald McDonald in Dinner's Better Late Than Never.
Where can Grimace be? He's never late for dinner at McDonald's. He loves those hamburger shakes and fries. I'll go track him down.
Footprints. Grimace could be close by.
They go into Echo Canyon. Grimace!
Grimace!
Are you here?
No!
Will Ronald find Grimace? Or is this...
the end of the road?
Hi, Ronald!
Grimace! What are you doing?
Hanging around till dinner time.
It's time!
Oh, goody! I think I'll drop in!
Can Ronald save Grimace?
I'm coming, Grimace!
We know Ronald can do it! We know Ronald can!
Nice catch, Ronald.
Grimace, we're late!
But the dinner's great!
Wait!
Man, I feel like I'm. Do you remember that scene in the tunnel in Wonka? I feel like I'm slowly going mad watching these adverts. Shall we call it a day soon? Come on. This is like Clockwork Orange. I can't take it. I can't take any more. Me, or are they getting trippier and more kind of soul crushingly bad?
It's the goblins, they're taking a nap. If they wake up, they're gonna want my McDonald's French fries.
I smell delicious McDonald's French fries. Me too. Oh. Me three. Maybe we're dreaming.
That's right. You're dreaming, dreaming.
Feel my eyes starting to like turn into those whirlpool. My eyes have started to zone out. I can't. It's
and falling for breakfast. It appeared to be a fine morning for breakfast at McDonald's, but no. From deep in space,
A medium arrest.
Looks like it might drop in.
Sizzling sausages!
With hotcakes!
What about juice and milk to make it complete?
What about the meteor?
Enjoy your breakfast. I'll handle it.
It gets closer as Ronnie prepares to suck it with a rocket.
Rocket fuel, Ronald!
That idea went up in smoke.
Better hurry, Ronald.
You can say that again.
Better hurry, Ronald.
Is it too late to save breakfast?
Don't worry. I got something else up my sleeve.
We know Ronald can do it. We know Ronald can.
Oh, my God.
Steps into the batter's box. Digs in. Here it comes. And breakfast is
safe. Way to go, Ronald.
You made a big hit, Ronald.
I think I've got drool coming out of my mouth now. I can't, like, I'm just.
Nobody else in this whole land.
We're not going to make the 80s, folks. We're not going to make the 80s.
Rubble, rubble. Uh-oh. Watch out. Rubble, rubble.
Ronald has a taste for fun. He makes it eat red. Hamburgers, shakes, and fries. Give him a hand. He's Ronald McDonald. Nobody can do it like Ronald can.
Ugh. We have to stop. I cannot take another one. We're going to stop in 1978. It's just, oh, man. I have to tap out. It's too much. Let's have a look at the super chats and we'll get out of here. I'm just going to change the name of the stream to finish in 1978. Oh my God. Maybe we'll come back to this, but I think I'm getting a migraine. I think I'm just starting to, it's just intense. So, right. Let me, get up the super chats. Oh man. Okay. So, just a few of them. So EC90 says AA shilling for McDonald's, the ultimate globalist corporate consumer company in history. Hitchens disapproves strongly. I mean, I will say there's a kind of, as I started to zone out towards the end of the 70s output, it got more manic and almost more subliminal. Like, I'm just, imagine how many of those adverts kids watch when they were growing up and how they got hooked in to it. Skipper says, watching the enormous muck queues for the drive-through in my English hometown films me with the arresting terror that can only be felt by a conquered people. Yeah, I know, Skipper. Jedi Knight Anakin Cringe Walker says, AA, come watch our wholesome Thursday shows and relax. Also, AA, honk honk, eat the burger, bigot. Yeah, I know. Thanks for that. I mean, I don't know about Wholesome this week. It's been much more, I mean, we've been through many different iterations. Creepy, trippy, flat out kind of annoying. I think they were just getting very annoying towards the end. It's so noisy, the adverts. Carter H says, yes, consume the burger, fries and shake, my child. Still very surprised that the Big Mac was not mentioned other than in passing as the Officer Big Mac. Saffron says return to McDonald Land. I mean, I'm all up for returning to the Wurzel Gummidge version. Return to tradition. EC90 says do a podcast or a book about your McDonald's days. I mean, I think this show can. Pass for that, to be honest. Jedi Knight Anakin Cringewalker says Ronald McDonald's Scared Silly was a movie that induced weeks of nightmare. Jean-Paul LeBlanc says, "Papers, please. Bins could work as a border as border guards." Yeah, I wonder if there was ever a McDonald's Land game. I feel like there was probably a game for like the ZX Spectrum or something. Matt C says, "Please do another art stream with Mr. D. Those were great. Specifically, one that involves Rococo would be interesting." Well, Mr. D is keen to talk about art again, so we just have to find a Thursday afternoon where he's awake and not kind of drunk on gin. Yorkie1 says, "McDonald's shares were $9 in 2003. Now they are $214. That beats gold bars." Yes, indeed. I mean, gold bars are not an investment like that. They're just there to hold value rather than to go up in value. Bill White says, "See YouTube video 1967, McDonald's introduction of the Big Mac commercial." Okay. All right. Well, let's have a look at that before we get out of here, because I very much can't believe that they didn't mention the Big Mac at all in all of that time. So let's have a look at the introduction of the Big Mac, and I wonder why that wasn't included in the wider campaign, because it's barely been mentioned by Ronald and friends. So let's have a quick look at this before we get out of here.
I'm going to show you how McDonald's built a Big Mac sandwich. It starts here with a lightly toasted bun, and then a pure beef hamburger, sizzling hot. A slice of cheddar blend cheese.
I like the way they're just placing the cheese down. That was one of the things that I always I used to remember about the Wrigley's spearmint gum ads. They wouldn't just put the gum in their mouth as any normal person. They kind of concertina the gum into their mouth like no person has ever done. And the way they placed that cheese down there was very nice.
And some crisp, fresh lettuce. Then, our own secret sauce. The club slice, toasted.
Now, did you ever know that that middle bun is called the club slice? The club slice, ladies and gentlemen, that is the deepest lore of all time. That there is called the club slice.
Another hamburger. And a little more sauce just for good flavor. Crisp dill pickles and the sesame seed crown.
Sesame seed bun.
This is the sandwich. McDonald's new Big Mac sandwich for the bigger than average appetite.
McDonald's is your kind of place.
So there it is. It had been introduced. I wonder why it was never mentioned in any of the other ads, or wasn't. It didn't seem to be part of the wider campaign. So, and it was a pretty good ad as well. Like pretty good. People are saying that worked. I'm going to go and buy a Big Mac. This is really good stuff. So, but there we go. Well, I'd love to know, right? If you were watching this live, and it hits like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. tonight, and you're like, and you end up going to McDonald's or ordering one on Uber Eats or something, okay? You have to confess in the chat, in the comments, and the comment has to be confession: I broke and bought a Big Mac, okay? And if I do it, I will also comment. We'll see. All right, everyone. Thank you very much for joining me. Now get out.